For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Levi Multzoman. A former U.S. attorney will be the special prosecutor in the case of a St. Louis couple who waved guns at racial injustice protesters last summer. Today, Circuit Judge Stephen Omer named Richard Callahan to prosecute the case against Mark and Patricia McCloskey. Callahan was U.S. attorney in St. Louis from 2010 to 2017, as well as a circuit judge and prosecutor in Cole County. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner was removed from the case in December after a judge said she raised the appearance of impropriety by mentioning the McCloskey case in fundraising emails. The McCloskeys have pleaded not guilty to unlawful use of a weapon and evidence tampering. Absentee voting for Columbia's April 6 municipal election has begun as of yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports the election will fill seats on city councils and boards of aldermen and trustees throughout the county, as well as seats on school boards. In Columbia, voters will decide on two three-way races for seats on the city council. Voters in the Missouri House of Representatives 45th District will also fill the seat left vacant by the resignation of Kip Kendrick. The candidates are Democrat David Tyson Smith and Libertarian Glenn Nielsen. Other items on Boone County ballots include a $7.7 million bond issue for Southern Boone County R1 School District and a $6 million bond for the Boone County Fire Protection District. The last day to register to vote in the municipal election is March 10th, and March 24th is the last day to request an absentee ballot. A bill allowing for the recall of local school board members was presented to the House Elementary and Secondary Education Committee yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports State Representative Chuck Basie proposed the legislation in response to actions taken by Columbia Public Schools. However, since work on the bill began last year, Basie, who represents part of Columbia, has heard similar concerns from parents in multiple districts. He says parents are especially critical of their school board's reaction to the COVID-19 pandemic. Basie also says he believes gathering signatures totaling at least 25% of votes in the last school board election as a recall requirement is high enough to prevent members from being recalled for unjustified reasons. The bill would also prevent board members from being recalled within 30 days of taking office and 180 days before the end of a term. The Missouri School Board Association opposed the bill. A Honduran immigrant who has spent 3.5 years living inside a Missouri church to avoid deportation has finally stepped outside. Alex Garcia left the church in suburban St. Louis today after a promise from President Joe Biden's administration to let him be. Garcia is a married father of five. He was slated for removal from the U.S. in 2017, but Christ Church United Church of Christ in Maplewood gave him sanctuary. Sarah John of the St. Louis Interfaith Committee on Latin America said Garcia's emergence came after Immigration and Customs Enforcement declared it would not pursue his detention or removal. I'm Levi Multzoman, KBIA News, Columbia.